Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
All right, hello, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing there?
I'm doing fine. What about yourself?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, sister. You know how it is. It's hump day, as I say.
I know, right?
Yes.
Well, as usual, I'd like to thank you for the applause. And I want to say, for all the listeners, thank you for calling and listening in to It's All About You radio show with Tiffany Thompson and Dennis Weston live. We really appreciate your support. Isn't that right, Dennis?
That's right. Yes. Amen.
Yes. Okay. So, how your week?
So far, it's going good. Now, you know, tomorrow will be considered my weekend. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, once I get off Thursday, you know, I got Friday and Saturday off, so I can focus. But
okay.
So far, yeah, I'm in the middle of my week too, so I'm blessed. You know, I thank God for, you know, allowing me to have the strength, you know, invest
mm-hmm.
in everything in me to move forward to get this week going. You know, that's all they have. So I'm blessed about that. How's your week going?
Oh, wow. It has been very challenging. Still is, but, you know, to God be the glory. The only thing I can say is he has it all in his hands. He's the author and the finisher of my faith. I got to trust in him, and I got to allow him to continue to lead and guide me.
Amen.
So that's
Amen.
What I'm doing. I'm walking by faith, not by sight. I'm allowing him to lead me and guide me. Yes.
Amen. Well, you know what?
Yes.
You know what? Tiffany, you know, request to do today is more so let's treat the show today as more of a roundtable discussion, more of just let's just you know share what's going on in our lives. I know we're gonna still do coming out of Matthew's today and everything, but more so let's just keep it like it is. You know what I mean? You give me that brotherly love, give me that sisterly love, and if people want to call in, they can call in, and, you know, they can share how they feel and what's going on, because I know you're saying it's about that spiritual warfare and our spirits going through it, but a lot of people don't even know about the spirits because of the war with what the devil is doing. The devil will know your spirit better than pretty much, you know, your spiritual self, because we're doing day-to-day routines. We got to get up and go to work. We got to put food on the table. You know, our kids got to always be, you know, up to par, and we never have it, but we find some kind of way to get it. And our spirits get shortened like that. You know, you know how that light bulb be fusing out?
Yeah.
And when that light bulb, it still be lit, it just be dim. And that's when the devil come in. You know, the dark and the light can't share the same space. So what he's trying to do is, boom, he's trying to shorten that dim. Because once you got that little dim, that's like a little mustard seed. Because there's always a chance that that dim gets stronger, and then it can bright up and illuminate the space, and that way the darkness got to get up out of that. So, you know, we could, you know, just have a just, you know, it don't have to be, you know, how we normally do it. You know, I still want to go into prayer and everything, whatever, but we just change up a little bit. Just add a little bit more spiritual flavor to it, as I want to call it. You know, you,
well, I think we're going to go ahead and go with your idea because this warfare we're speaking about, I'm in the midst of it now.
Oh, amen.
I mean, when I tell you in the midst of it now, just some things that have been going on all week, but I'm not going to glorify them. I'm just going to, again, give them to the Lord. We're going to do 30 minutes tonight. And like he said, a roundtable discussion. We're going to do 30 minutes. We're going to go ahead, open up in prayer, and then we're just going to come back, and we're going to spend the next few minutes doing what it is we do, and that's giving God the glory, enhancing the kingdom, encouraging some listener, praying for somebody, encouraging each other, building one another up. Whatever it is that the Lord leads us to do, we are here. Like he said, like Dennis said, feel free. Call in, press the 1 button if you desire prayer. We still have that. But be mindful, we're only on tonight for 30 minutes, okay? So,
amen.
Amen, Dennis?
I'm ready.
Amen. So, God, tonight we just still thank you, Father. We want to say thank you, Lord, for this day, God. So this is a day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue to cover us, Father, as you've already done. Cover us in your blood, Father. Continue to strengthen us, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, order our steps in your word, Father. For you said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So, Father, order our steps in your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just want to say thank you for every listener, Father, that's listening on tonight, Father. I pray that they're encouraged, Father, that they're built up, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they be strengthened on tonight, that they hear something, Father, that will encourage them, Father, in the name of Jesus, that even with those that have questions, Father, questions for you, God, that desire answers, Father, I pray that revelation comes tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, and every prayer and every petition is answered according to your word, Father. You said, ask and it shall be given. So seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. So, God, that's what we're doing tonight, Father. We desire answers, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just want to say thank you, and we know it is done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, sister, so what we're going to do is that we're going to go ahead and go into commercial. We're going to come on back, and I was going to have an open table discussion, like she said. Amen.
Amen.
Please visit the website, www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements. The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworldone.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
Amen, and we're back. Did you want us to go in and you want to play a quick song, or you just want to just go right into it? Okay, amen. Well, we're back in the building now. We're going to wait for our sister Tiffany to come on back. And what I want to do is this, I'm going to play a song, you You know, songs are the spirit to our souls, too, as well. And, you know, once you hear a song, it kind of brings you, you know, it gives you that uplifting spirit, you know, to just rejoice in that song. And that way you ain't got to, you know, too much worry about, you know, what's going on at that time, because you listen to something that's beautiful and you worship in God. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with playing a couple of minutes of Time of Man, Take Me to the King. So I'm going to play that song and we're going to come right back. All right? Amen.
I'm tired, options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
Leave me there.
Amen. Praise God. We're back. Sometimes, man, you just got to listen to the music, listen to the words. Take me to the King. Right before, just kneel down right before the throne. Don't you know that we not worthy? We are filthy rags compared to God. But He still loves us, and He still shows us compassion. No matter what we're going through, no matter what's happening, no matter what the devil is doing, He always shows us compassion. And all He wants is love. Don't you know a lot of people get persecuted for showing love? Oh, man, somebody help me right now. You know, and it's so crazy because that's what they're doing right now, is taking the word love. They're taking love out of everybody's household. They're taking love out of the jobs. They're taking love out of anything that's recreational. The word love is out of it. You don't hear nothing about, hey, you know, do what you're supposed to do, get it done, or, hey, you know what, let's make this happen. You know, brother, sister, I love you, and I know that we're going through it, but I know love is the one that's going to fight us through it. But nowadays you hear, I don't care what you got to do. I don't care what's going on. As long as you get this done, as long as you get this taken care of, I don't care no more. You know, you don't feel, when no love is in the situation, you don't feel love. Like, you don't feel like you worked it. Or you feel like you've been taken advantage of sometimes. That's crazy to me. But that's why we're here. You know, that's why we got this spiritual warfare going on. We're going to talk about this a little bit. You know, people that want to tune in, you know the number, 347-838-9106. Press the 1 button if you want to speak to Tiffany Thompson, or if you want to speak to myself. And right now, man, Tiffany Thompson, man, we need some prayer right now, don't we? we need y'all to come in and crack this, bring heaven down here on earth. Because right now, we are going through it. Only way we're going to get out of it is God is in this, man. If God is in this thing to pull us out of it, we're going to pull ourselves up out of it. And, you know, right now, I just think that we need prayer. You know, we need prayer. You know, every day. I don't care what we're doing. We need prayer. You know, a lot of people don't even know how to pray. You know, and it's not even hard. It's not a hard thing to do. People think that you got to be this holier than thou person just to even do a simple prayer. And you don't even have to do that. It's just all about just saying what's coming from your heart and you sharing it. You know, and what I want to do today is I want to, you know, I think I want to, you know, get a couple of people, you know, say some strong prayer warriors, people of good fruit. You know, to kind of, you know, get this devilness. That's what we're going to call it. We're going to say the devilness. We need somebody to come in and shake that devilness up out of us. I think that's the first of the year. We're just 2 weeks in, and all you can hear is all hell is breaking loose. That's all we hear. All hell is breaking loose.
Yes, that's true. That's true. That's so true. Everybody ready to give up. Everybody ready to throw in the towel. I'm talking about, I'm just like, wow. But we got to stand on the promises. You know, the word of the Lord said, He moves by faith. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if we don't have no faith, He ain't moving. He said, the man that doubts or the man that wavers, you know, He said he don't move off that. He move off faith.
Wow. Wow. You're right. You know, let's see here. I know that we said we was going to come out of, The book of Matthew, is that correct? You said Matthew, was it 11, 12? If that's what we're supposed to be doing?
Well, actually, I was thinking, I went to that because I thought about this morning as we was in prayer, God had given me Daniel. How Daniel had prayed, but God had answered his prayer. But the prayer had been delayed. He answered him the same day. But because of the Prince of Persia, there was a war going on. And he did not get the prayer. He did not get his answer until after 21 days because he was up there fighting. And so God was just revealing to me that I'm with you all. I'm for you all. I'm fighting on your behalf. I'm answering you immediately. But there's a war going on over your souls.
Mm.
And so the angel came. The Bible says they had to send Michael, the archangel, to come and help him because they had to help him break through, to send the answer. So but the thing about it is we have to move by faith. God, I believe he's disappointed when we doubt him. He says he that doubt is like a wave of the sea. He's tossed to and fro. He said, let that man not think he'll get anything, that he'll receive anything from the Lord, because he's double-minded. And so, I mean, you won't believe, like, I have an event coming up Saturday. Been planning on for this gathering for months. All hell, nothing but hell has been breaking loose ever since. Last week, my car broke down. And it got stuck in the snow 5 times. Broke down. Had to get it towed. Had to catch rides to work. Paying people $25 just to get to work. 2 days later, after I get the car out of the shop, been in the shop for 2 days. Friday, get home. All the pipes in the basement and busted. Had to turn the water off in the entire building. Friday and Saturday just to fix that. Okay, now today is what? Thursday? Wednesday? Okay, Tuesday, which was last night, the heat went out. Just automatically while I'm sitting there on the couch. Just stopped. I understand what's going on. There's a war going on. For one, the devil don't want me focused. He don't want that meeting to happen Saturday. That he don't want. But it's nothing he can do to stop it. So all he can do is send distractions. It's send hindrances. Because, honestly, who could study in the cold? I just knew this was a day, man, I'm going to come home. We're going to do the radio show. Today we're going to cut it down to 30 minutes so I can meditate, pray, and study, you know, for Saturday. Getting here, it's too cold to study. It's just, you know, and I knew, I said, I know what this is. I know what's going on. It's the enemy. It's spiritual warfare. I know, I understand what's going on. I'm not dismayed, no, because I know God going to make a way. I know he's going to make a way. I'm like, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Because if we can't get it on, then what house do I need to go to so that I can get warm, you know, be able to do what I need to do? Because the word of God and the move of God must go on. I can't stop. Isaiah 66:9, he talks about bringing us to the place of deliverance, bringing us to a place. God spoke to me, the warfare had got so bad at one point concerning this event, and I knew what it was about. I almost canceled the event, period, altogether. I'm like, okay, I can't take it. I'm done. It's over. My body was attacked, back, couldn't walk, couldn't get out the bed, called off work, everything. But I understood what was going on. And it's important to have a team of people that's by your side that's going to pray with you, pray for you, cover you, and everything. Some prayer warriors. And this is what he gave me, Isaiah 66:9. He says, shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery, says the Lord. Shall I who cause delivery shut up the womb, says your God. In other words, I'm the one that has placed the baby in you, whatever your baby may be, whether it's an event, whether it's a book, whether it's whatever it is that you're working on and you're trying to birth out. He's saying, shall I bring you to the time of birth? In other words, you ain't bring yourself to this place I did and not cause delivery. I'm just going to shut your womb, but I'm the one to place this in you. In other words, when I got this scripture, it encouraged me to just keep going. Press a little harder. Because he let, this was an assurance that I was about to give birth, that Saturday is going to happen, whether the devil like it or not.
Right, that's right.
It's going to happen. The thing about it, today I called the guy at the banquet hall, and I do have to announce also while we're on the radio show the new address. The address that we were using at the Skylight Banquet Hall on Ogden, because we have so many people, because now we didn't expect that many people. We got like 15 vendors by itself.
Wow.
So that's an automatic like 15 tables. And the spot that I had him reserved, you know, didn't hold that many people. So he said, okay, he has another banquet hall, which is five minutes down the street. Okay, we have to go down there. He said, okay, I can see you right down there, 5 minutes away. I'll put a sign up on the door, give them directions on how to get down the street. It's less than 5 minutes. And I'm going to give you all the space you need. Favor.
Amen.
He could have turned around and said, I don't have any space. You got too many people, and I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But instead, okay, I know how to do this. We're going to send you to the other banquet hall down the street. God is good. In spite of, I'm going to send you on down the street. In spite of what it looks like, don't even panic. Stay focused. Stay calm. And another scripture, the king heart is in the hand of God. And he said he can turn that heart whichever way he pleases. So if it don't happen, when things don't happen the way we think it should happen, just know it must not be God. If he didn't open that door, it ain't him. That's how I look at life.
Wow.
If that relationship didn't happen, then guess what? It wasn't God. It wasn't meant to be. Period.
Wow. What is the address to the new place?
Okay, Seven, hold on. I wrote it down because I just got it today. 7941 West 47th Street. It's a crystal skylight. The first one we were at was the Skylight Banquet Hall. This one is right down the street. That one was right off 39th in Harlem. This one is right off 47th in Harlem. So this one is right down the street, and he owned both of them.
And it's called Crystal Skylight?
Crystal Skylight. Crystal Skylight Banquet Hall, 7941 West 47th Street. We're going to have, again, I already just announced, at least 15 vendors, all entrepreneurs, people with various types of ministries, various types of business, you know, whatever it is they do. We're there to support them. We're there to network. We're there to meet new people. We're there to encourage them. We're going to have praise dancers. We're going to have worship. We're going to have raffles. We're going to have a buffet of breakfast. Breakfast will be served that morning. This day going to happen. I just hate to, to serve notice to Satan and everything he's doing, but I'm sorry, but this day is going to happen. God ordained that day. This is his gathering, not mine.
Right.
He just
That's
sent
right.
me as a vessel to call him in. So it's going to happen.
Wow. So you're going to have, so everything that's on the flyer that you have, only thing that's changing is just the date.
The only thing that's changed is the date is the same. The only thing that's changed is the address. But the thing about it also is if you do go to the address that's on the flyer, he's going to have a great big sign on the door talking about the ministry, with my name, with my phone number, and directions to get you right down the street.
Wow. You know, an elder, I was talking to an elder back here a while ago, and he was saying about how the devil intercedes on things when something's about to happen. And he said that he was talking to his mother in Christ. He was talking to her about it, and she was a prophet. And so she said to him, you know, hey, why don't you change the name? Not you, but she told Elvis, why don't you change the name and call it the Breakthrough? And he didn't understand why he should call it the Breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, because everything that you're going through hell about right now is considered a breakthrough, because you know just off the victory and what's going on right now that your program is not only going to do what it's supposed to do, but it's going to do three times as much as it was doing it. You know, he said,
wow.
Three more, and by you doing it at another service, now think about it, now you're going through hell. And the service that where you was at, it grew bigger. So the territory is still growing. God said, I got this over here. Just get you right. I got you. But
right.
You got to see it in order to understand it. And even though we see things right now and we're going through whatever, you know, giving that devil the victory because we're talking about it, but they say you got to believe in the devil too in order to believe in, you know, you got to know that there's good and evil, you know, so it can balance out. And when I say believe in him, you just got to just know that he's there, you know. And to make my point of what I'm saying to you is he's still strengthening your territory to praise and worship what you're going to praise and worship on your day that you're supposed to. But the whole thing is saying, he's saying, look, I got this. The light is right here. All you got to do is just get to the light. You got, what, one, two, what, three more days?
Yep. Today is Wednesday. We got Thursday and Friday.
Today could have been the breakthrough of you saying, you know what, the water going out, the heat going off.
Mine has been coming back to back to back. I'm not going to even tell the story. But the thing about it is I understand. See, you can go through, but if you don't understand what you're going through while you're going through, it's easier to give up. But when you have an understanding of your purpose and your direction and where you're going and why you're going there, you keep going. And it reminds me of Jesus walking, carrying that cross to Calvary. Now, we can imagine how long of a walk he had to walk after being beat. After being spit on, after being mocked, blood everywhere, and they still tell you to carry this cross. But because Jesus always was in prayer and he was always communicating with the Father, he understood his purpose. He understood what was at the end. He knew the promises. God had made him a promise that I'm going to make this earth your footstool. I'm going to give you power. I'm going to let your name be above every name. I'm going to give you authority over everything. And God makes us these same type of promises, but when the going gets tough, we get scared and think God forgot about us, or he forgot about the promises he made. When God gave me this, he said, listen, I'm talking about when you're talking about somebody has been going through me, name mocked, everything. I mean, I've heard so much in the last past week, and the Holy Spirit already let me know, soon as this event is over, all of it going to settle down to cease. Because it ain't about them. It's about the event. It's about this gathering. Everything going to stop and cease. Period. Jesus walked. One thing, he had a prayer life. He had strengthened himself for the day. He had a prayer life, communication life. He fasted. He did all type of work for the Father. He knew who the Father was. He knew these people were going to betray him. He let them know, you're going to betray me. Because God had already gave him the answers in prayer. He let them know, Peter's going to betray you. Peter betrayed him. Peter denied him. Judas betrayed him. Peter denied him, and Judas betrayed him.
Right. That's right.
But Peter loved him so much, he was like, no. But the thing about it was, it had to happen. It wasn't that Peter wanted it to happen. Exactly. It's on this rock, I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell should not prevail against it. So Peter was one that was chosen. That was chosen by God. Even when he took the keys, when Christ came off the cross, went to hell, took the keys, took the sting out of death, everything, he came back looking for Peter. He came back asking for Peter. Where is Peter? Peter was so ashamed, you know, because of his doubt. But God already knew that he was going to be, you know, he was going to doubt him. He already knew those things that was going to happen because he got the revelation of it in being in prayer. Exactly. He was already preordained for that day. Everything that had to happen, that happened, had to happen. Amen.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
And so that's how I'm looking at it. Everything being thrown at me, everything being said, everything, it doesn't matter. Because where a lie is, the truth gonna prevail at all times.
Right.
At all times. I walk with nothing but the truth, and that's God. And if God be for me, who can be against me? And all of us got to have that attitude. We just got to have that attitude. Oh, well, people are going to do this. Your kids going to act up. Your husband going to act up. Your wife going to act up. People going to act up. Your leader going to act up probably. Your leader at work, you know. But then at the same time, God tests us. He don't tempt us. How would you ever know what you can endure, what you can persevere without test?
That's right. That's right. It says you never know how strong you are till you use the strength.
Everything ain't the devil. God always, he been telling me, that ain't the devil. Everything ain't the devil. Everything is not the devil. He wants you to know how strong you are. He wants you to know what's in you, what he placed in you. He wants you to know that. He already know you.
That's right.
He said before you were even formed in your mother's womb, I already knew you.
That's right.
I ordained you. Not man. And that's when we get it twisted. If a man don't do it, we don't even move out on the will of God and the word of God. We don't even obey God because we're waiting for a man to do it, a mere man. Right. Yeah, we got to have licenses in some places and so forth. But what if they don't ever give you a license? Are you still going to just sit there knowing God is calling you to go out to the street, evangelize, whatever your gift may be? Are you just going to sit there on your gift because then nobody ordained you?
No, that's right.
Are you waiting for somebody to license you? Are you waiting for somebody to confirm you or pat you on the back? People are not going to pat you on the back. If anything they're going to do to your back, they will backstab you.
Come on with it.
That's what's going to happen, but they ain't going to pat you on the back.
Wow.
And you may have a season of celebration. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But then you have a season of war. Then you have a season of betrayal. Ecclesiastes talks about there's a time and a season for everything on the earth.
That's right.
You just have to know what season you're in.
That's right. Come on, sir. You on fire. Let's go. You are absolutely right. Yep.
You got to know what season you're in.
Everything.
If you're confused, and this one wants me. I was confused about my destiny, confused about what God called me to do, you know, confused about who was supposed to help me and this, that, and the other. You know, I believe, because I came from the street, I believe everything that I thought the church people said, I thought they was right. Until I got to a place where some things they said didn't sound right, didn't sit right in my spirit, until I got to a place to start picking up that Bible myself and start seeking God myself. People can't be your crutch. You got to do it yourself. This is an individual thing. The Bible says for all of us to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. So we got to work out our own soul salvation. And honestly, my warfare is a little different. I get excited because guess what? I know now God is about to bless. It's going to be nothing but breakthrough. He gave me the name of this gathering. This is not a prayer breakfast. This is a gathering. He told me, no, gather people. We're going to pray, yes, because that's what I do anyway. We're not going to budge until the Holy Spirit show up in the place. So, yes, we are going to pray, but he told me to call it, call a gathering. He said, I want to deliver the people. And that's the name of my, name of the event that he gave me. God wants to make you a deliverer. Not only do he want to deliver you, but he want to make you a deliverer so you can go deliver somebody else. And that's all I'm going to give y'all, because if y'all want some more, you got to show up Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 7941 West 47th Street at the Crystal Skylight Banquet Hall. We're going to have a host of prophets. Yes, I believe in hearing the word of the Lord and speaking the word of the Lord. People need a breakthrough. People need to know who they are, what their purpose is, why they are born. That's why everybody and everything on in the street, because don't nobody understand their identity. Nobody knows who they are. Wow. If I understood who I was a long time ago, a whole bunch of mess I wouldn't have been in, a whole bunch of relationships I wouldn't have been in, a whole bunch of mess I just wouldn't have indulged in. But because I had no identity, no idea of who I was, what was my purpose, why I'm here, why am I living? Because I didn't have any of that, I was lost, going from relationship to relationship, relationship to relationship, drugs, alcohol, jail, you name it. And so God saw forth and said, now it's her time. And delivered me and said, I want to make you a deliverer. And so now I'm a deliverer. And Saturday, he want to make some more people a deliverer. So if you can't get there, send somebody. Send somebody who you know need help. And that's what's wrong. Another thing that's wrong. Everybody, nobody has the heart of God anymore. It has become so much about gifts and talents and competition. People are measuring themselves against one another. No. Where's the desire to see somebody saved, to see somebody delivered, to see somebody get a breakthrough? You know somebody need a breakthrough. You'll walk right past them. You'll look right at them.
That's right.
Because you see me on the high horse like you all this and all that. You ain't nobody neither. You a second from falling. Thinking we better than everybody else. No, the devil is a lie. No. That's just not God. He said with tax collectors, he said with the poor, the sick, the lame, you ain't see him sitting in with no dignified preachers.
Right.
He said, I came for the sick and the poor. I ain't come for the other. You don't even need me. Y'all think y'all don't need me, but you really need me. But he just went on and told them, hey, you don't need me. I ain't come for you. I came for the sick and the poor. I came for those that need me, that recognize they need me. And we need God.
More than ever.
Every day in our life, we need him. We need him, yes.
More than ever. Wow.
So with that being said, you got anything else? Because I'm going to save. I got to sit back, stay focused. So the same thing whoever listening needs to do. Sit back, stay focused, take deep breaths, especially with everything hitting you at once. Stop, take a deep breath. Say, wait a minute. Get yourself together, then take the next step. But I hope and pray that I can see you all on Saturday, January 18th at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, we're going to have a host of vendors, entrepreneurs, prophets, prayer warriors. We're going to have, and actually we're just going to have fun in the Lord. We're going to have fun in the Lord. We're going to have raffles.
Wow.
Food. We're going to have a buffet of food. So we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun, and it's going to be fun, fun in the Lord, and hope and pray that just, you know, we're able to be a blessing to somebody. The donations are $20. $20. You can't beat that. We take $20 to the restaurant in one day. $20 to feed your soul.
That's right.
And we're going to feed you spiritual and natural. We're going to feed you twice.
Right, and I know for the people, because you know, some people are just tuning in. Say it all over again. You said the Christian. You said Crystal Skylight Banquet Hall.
Crystal Skylight Banquet Hall, 7941 West 47th Street, Saturday, January 18th. We're gonna start 10 a.m. sharp to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is in McCook, Illinois. All you have to do is put the address in your GPS. It'll take you right there, but it's right off 47th in Harlem. Right off 47th in Harlem. The gathering is called. It's given by. It's All About You Ministries. Entitled God Wants to Make You a Deliverer. I'm praying so hard, I want to see miracles in the house. Not just, I'm not praying for pity pat stuff. I want to see God do some miracles. It's time for miracles.
Wow.
This is his gathering. This is a gathering the Lord has called. And he's most definitely gathering the people. I'm telling you, we had to change the location because of we got too many vendors, too many, that they couldn't fit in the spot that we had recently, you know, previously. And we had to go to the other banquet hall. We have to now go to the other banquet hall, which is down the street, probably less than 5 minutes away for more space. Because God is going to have his way. And I could care less what the devil think, what the devil say. I'm going to do what the Lord said.
Amen. And what's the beautiful thing about it is, you know, I know people are tuning in. What's the beautiful thing about it is that you're going to hell right now.
For somebody else. Not even for myself. It's not for me.
I'm going
for somebody else. Yes, I'm laying down my life, me and other women also that are, you know, in connection with me. We're praying day in and day out. We're praying. We're fasting. We're on the wall, period. We're dying, putting ourselves, killing our own flesh. So that somebody else may live. So that somebody else may live. So it's not a joke. It's serious. We're going through all type of warfare for this day. But you know what? I know it's well worth it. I know it's well worth it. Because it's God He's in it. He's done it. He's doing it. When I tell you God has shocked me, I told the Lord, this is not my event. This is not my gathering. This is yours. You told me to call it. I called it. The minute I said it, people start calling 24/7, wanting to know about this gathering. They start clicking online, paying their donations. That's when I know it's God, because I told God, this is not mine. This is yours. This is yours. You got to get you out the way. Sometimes we get it twisted and think, this is God's thing. It's not mine. This is his. And so I know he's going to call forth those that he ordained to be there, those that are hungry and thirsty after righteousness, those that are thirsty for what he's doing, you know, those that are humble, saying, hey, I do not have it together, but I want some help. One sister texted me yesterday, and she's a prophet herself. She said, I'm coming because I want some deliverance. I'm going through. You said it earlier. You said, we're only in 15 days in the new year, and all you hearing is people going through. People are going through. God has heard the cry of his people.
That's right.
Now it's time for deliverance. So,
I know.
If you want deliverance, true deliverance, if you want it, we're at 7941 West 47th Street, McCook, Illinois, the Crystal Scholar Banquet Hall, January 18th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Somebody had hit that one button. You had no time to talk?
Okay, we got about 5 minutes.
Amen. Let me bring it in. Okay. Area code 872-230. How you doing?
Hey, this is Denise Patterson.
Hey, how you doing, Denise?
Hey, God bless
Hi.
You.
Hey, sis. I'm just calling to tell you that I don't know what the subject is about because I just got on online after I helped my baby with her homework, but I want to let you know that I'm excited about Saturday. I appreciate you for even thinking about me. And, you know, I believe we're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. And, you know, God is going to do exactly what he wants to do. And we don't have to worry about the thing. You know, we're not going to focus on whatever the devil can do or would do because the devil's doing what he's supposed to do. For a full-time devil, we got to be full-time Christians. So God is going to be in the place. He's going to have his way. And people are going to get delivered because it's the children's bread. And I declare and I decree over your life that your name will obtain favor and it will open up doors for you.
Amen. And I receive it, sis. I receive it. While you're online, why don't you tell them she's an entrepreneur. She's a she started her own business about, 3 years ago?
Yeah. I have my own business because I'm a hairstylist, but God, through prophecy.
Right, I'm talking about the other one. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
Through prophecy. Apostle Ralph prophesied over me, speaking to me about jewelry when I wasn't even making jewelry. And then I began to start making jewelry. I just began to just start making jewelry through the vision of God that, you know, that got revealed to me through prophecy. And I make leather jewelry, denim jewelry, and macrame jewelry. And also I make things that basically people was not even out yet. People haven't really seen before because what I do is try to bring forth individuality in everything that I make, or I either pray or I just wait on God to show me things and he'll reveal, you know, different ideas and different styles and stuff and I create them. That's it.
Wow.
Amen. Now, the key word she just said is she started her business because somebody prophesied to her. She heard the word of the Lord. She stepped out on faith. She wasn't even making jewelry. She stepped out on faith and decided to move on what God said she was going to be doing, and she's doing it. She's successful, have a website up. I buy from her, and she has plenty of customers. She's also a hairstylist as well. She's also a vendor at the event this Saturday. Amen.
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 Go ahead.
Is it okay if I say what my website is called, Tiffany?
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My website is called KingdomLifestyleJewelry.com. KingdomLifestyleJewelry.com.
Amen. 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 Sis, I thank you. I love you. Thank you for the encouraging words. Thank you for sharing. And you're always a blessing. You're always, she's a great supporter. This is my sister in Christ. She's a prayer warrior. And she always had me covered. And I love her for that. I promise you I love her for that. We don't have to talk for months. We know our relationship. We know when we do see each other or one need a phone call, a text message, whatever it is, we answer immediately. And these are the type of people we need to surround ourselves with.
Amen.
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 Amen, sis. Amen.
You know,
amen. I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you, too. Amen. You know how you just said with Denise, you know, I was sitting up here like, man, you know, we're going through it, and I'm sending out text messages after text messages, and, you know, this man right here is important, you know, to my life, and he answered the text, man, and, you know, I can just say he always been there, no matter what goes on, man. I got to show him love. I got to bring him on, man, and, got to bring him in. It's my brother, man, my spiritual father, man, my spiritual leader, Pastor Mo. How you doing, sir?
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I am excited to hear the encouragement.
You want to come clean up with me? Are you going to come clean up with me?
Hello? Hello?
Go ahead, Pastor Mo. I do apologize. I have to take the microphone off. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem, no problem. I was just saying, praise God. I'm excited to hear the dialogue tonight and the commentary and the meditation and the encouraging words. It is needed at this hour. There's somebody right now sitting at home crying and searching for answers and looking for direction and contemplating whether this life is worth living. And if they could just listen in to a program like this, I believe they would be encouraged and know that God is still here and he has not left us nor forsaken us. And he loves us evermore. And the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And that's in Matthew 12:34. And so I'm just excited to hear what's in our hearts tonight. And I'm excited to hear that God is still using his people to bring his people back to his word. And so I just stopped by to say, be encouraged. I believe 2014 is going to be a breakout year. And I believe God is going to show his might by blessing his people this year. And so keep doing what you guys are doing. Brother Dennis, keep doing what you're doing. Allow God to use your gifts. Sister Tiffany, keep doing what you're doing. Allow God to use your gifts. And somebody is being encouraged that we don't even know about. But they're saying thank you for this program. So keep up the good work. God is pleased, I believe, with the efforts that you guys are making once a week on a Wednesday. And so keep going. And you might never hear the people who are thanking you because they probably never call in. But just know that your words are not falling on deaf ears. Hello?
Praise God. Thank you, man. That was just something that was needed to be heard, you know, because, you know, like we said, you know, the devil is having his way right about now. And, you know, we need, you know, our spiritual family, man, to come in and move and put us on that holy ground, man, right now, because right now we need to be grounded and rooted up so our spirits can get it. And like I was telling Tiffany earlier, that what happens is, you know how they say that, you know, the darkness and the light can't share the same room. But when that light bulb, it can be strong. So, you know, when the light bulb is strong, it brightens up the room. But as you notice, when the light gets dim, you start seeing shadows because it's getting low. The light is dimming out, so you see shadows. And then, as you know, it's going lower and lower. So you see the darkness is steady trying to creep on your light. And even though the light is super dim, you know that it's still on. And the devil will try to steal that joy because he know, like, I got to figure out a way to cut this light out entirely. You know, meaning that whatever you're going through, I got to make sure I shut down everything, because as long as that light is just even dim a little bit, it's still a chance to brighten up, because he got an opportunity, you know, that light bulb got an opportunity to rejuvenate itself. And once it brightens back up, guess what? You don't see the dark shadows no more. You don't see nothing, because God don't came in and lit you up like a light bulb and making you move forward. And that's what's happening right now. You know, it's the new year's. You know, new year. It's a, you know, we're only 15 days in right now. And look how he's right. coming in and taking our life. First thing we said, right. Think about it now. Everybody on the 31st before midnight, and at 12:01, you see everybody happy new year, kissing and having fun and getting drunk and joyful and starting a new year resolution. But as soon as January 1 hit, here you go. January 2 hit, there you go. January 3, 4, 5, all the way up to 15, that's your light dimming out. So now we catching it. And now we got to brighten it back up.
Wow.
Amen.
Look at that. Amen. This is why the light is the word of God. And this is why it's crucial that we get the word of God in us. The Bible says, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. That's John 15:7. And so if we can get the word on the inside of us, and if we can keep that word encouraged, and we keep watering that word every time we read his word and listen to programs like this and listen to spiritual programs and gospel music and be encouraged along the way, like you said, Brother Dennis, that keep that light from being dim. It keeps that light being bright. And we know that Jesus said that we are the light of the world, and we are the salt of the earth. And so we have a responsibility to God's creation, and that is to show people the light, which is the word of God. Faith cometh by heareth, and hearing of the word of God, by the word of God. And so we got to get people in 2014 to get excited, not about the lyrics in Rick Ross' song, or not about the lyrics in R. Kelly's song, or not about the lyrics in all of these artists' songs, but we got to get encouraged about the lyrics in the Bible, the text, the scriptures, the holy writ, the bread of life. We got to get excited about what God left for us to be excited about. And so if we can get people to the word, their light surely won't go out. It won't get dim. And as a matter of fact, you can walk around and people be like, what is that? Why is he smiling all the time? Why is she happy all the time? Why is he speaking good things all the time? And he ain't got everything that I got, or he don't have everything that I have, but he happy anyway. And I'm reminded of the songwriter that says, this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. And so we got to get people to that light. And that's the light that we got to continue to have, is the word of God. And as long as we have the word in our hearts, then we'll be all right. You know, the devil can't destroy what God has already anointed. And if God has put his hand on us, the devil ain't got a chance. The only chance the devil has is if we allow him to come in and take over our minds and have us do things that we know is not of God. So we have to be strengthened with the word. We have to be in the word, and the word have to be in us that we can fight the darkness of this world and remain those strong, bright lights that this world desperately needs. So, Brother Desmond, I thank you for this opportunity. Brother, 2014, and for all the men that's listening, 2014, let's come to God. Let's get back in God's grace. Let's ask God to take over our lives and lead us in the way in which he wants us to go. And I guarantee you, if we start coming and being the men that God wants us to be, he will make us the men that he wants us to be here on earth. And whenever God makes something, we know it's good. We Amen. Can just look around at creation. And so I want to be good in God. And so I just thank you guys for letting me on and just say be encouraged. You know, don't give up. Like you said, Brother Ben, it's only 15 days in. God got a whole year to do something. 15 days, you know, don't throw in our whole life on 2 weeks. God got a whole year and beyond to do his will in our lives.
Amen. Wow. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for coming on to the show. Thank you, Denise, for coming on to the show. Sister Tiffany, is there anything else you want to add to it before we shut it down?
Man, no, I just want to thank him for that encouraging word. It's always a pleasure to hear his voice. When he come on, he always come on, you know, lighting our fire, igniting us, stirring us up. I see you prophesying, he's speaking to that 2014, and I just want to, man, say thank you, continue to encourage us, continue to pray for us, continue to listen, you know, and we just thank you. We appreciate you. I really do.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. So, you still there, Dennis?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was saying that my mic was off. I said every time we say we're going to do 30 minutes or 20 minutes, when God is always in the midst, it always rolls over, don't it? It was much needed.
Yeah, it was much needed. But I just want to thank all the listeners. I bless you all in the name of the Lord. I really hope to see you all on Saturday. As you can see, this is just a small demonstration of the fire. Like I said, very small demonstration of the fire of what God is going to do, not what he want to do. He's going to do it because he promised to deliver us. So this is a small demonstration of what God is going to do. I say it again, come out, bring somebody with you. Bring some children, too. We love to bless some children. Let's catch them while they're young. If somebody could have caught me while I was young, it sure probably would have did some good. Let's bless some children. Let's speak into some children. Like, bring some children, youth. Bring your babies. Let us pray for them. Let us bless them. You know, let us bless them. Many times, bring your husbands too. Quit leaving your husbands at home. Bring your husband, your fiance with you. It doesn't make sense. You come get stirred up and on fire, and he's still at home in doubt and fear and all type of spirits fighting him. He ain't got no strength. Y'all need to get strengthened together, you know. So come on out. Again, 7941 West 47th Street, Crystal Skylight Banquet Hall, McCook, Illinois, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come on out and let's have fun in the Lord. Let's bless God. Let's praise him. He said when praises go up, blessings come down.
Amen.
So come on and get it. Come on and get it. You heard the woman of God said she got a business through prophecy. Come on, come get and find out, get some direction, get some instructions. That's what the word of the Lord is, instructions. Come find out what you need to be doing so you can quit being all over the place.
Amen.
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 All right, Dennis. Come on, pray us out of here, Dennis.
Amen. Father God, I want to just thank you for just blessing us with just the leadership that we have in our life, and just to have arms, legs, eyes, ears, just to touch, taste, and just see anything, Father God. You know, we reach out to people to show love. Instead, we receive love, and that's how we get love, and that's how we be strong in love, Father God. I want to thank everybody just for tuning in on the show, Father God. Even if you just somewhere else and you going through hell on earth right about now, at least you know that you heard some good fruit on this line today, and you heard them, Father God. You just letting them come out and sharing their testimony to bless someone else, Father God, and that's love. And that's what we're looking for. We want love to just go ahead and just bless Sister Tiffany's program on Saturday, January the 18th, which we know it is. I mean, she moved from one location, Father God. You did what you said, Father God. You increased her territory, Father God, while she's going through what she's going through. And we want to just thank you just for letting us know that you are the one. You are our light. You are our savior. You are our salvation. We got to eat, think, drink, and sleep. Tell me right now, you, Father God, and just show the world that, hey, it's going to be all right. It's going to be good. It's just January the 15th, everybody. I mean, your New Year resolution, you know what he wants. You know what he wants. He wants you to give it up, and we're not going to give it up, Father God. We're going to keep on going, pressing. We're going to keep pressing, Father God, and I just want to just thank you for the strength that you are giving us, Father God. We want to bless everyone, again, that was just listening to the show. We right here. We tune in each and every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. I don't care, rain, sleet, or snow, we're going to be on the show, whether it's going to be re-aired or we're going to be live, but we're going to give us a chance, an opportunity to share Father's word. In Jesus' name, I pray, I decree everybody to have love and happiness, and this is what we're going to practice. I want everybody, just to do something for 1 week that's positive. Just go without going negative, just for 1 week. 1 week, just go without doing something negative. 1 week, and that'll be a resolution that you might go through the whole year with. You might practice them old bad habits, coming out of them with doing something brand new, and you might figure out something brand new in your life, and you might start doing good things, positive things. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. I know I got long-winded with it, but God, all you just say is our prayers is something that you just communicate with you and him, and you just sharing it with everybody else. And that's what we're doing right now on the Tiffany Thompson Show, is we just sharing love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for allowing me to share that, Tiffany. And Simone, Sister Denise, I just want to say, man, you all have blessed me today, Sister Tiffany. You have blessed me today because you're going through what you're going through. That means that somebody else is going through the same thing. So that means it's almost like us being selfish with what we're going through. We got to be more selfless so that way we can share our testimony with what we're going through, so that way to help somebody else, like y'all helped me today, to have that breakthrough. And that's what we're doing tonight. We made a breakthrough tonight. And I just want to thank everybody tonight for tuning in on the show. Thank you.
Amen.
All right, so it's another show. We right back here Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Don't forget, this Saturday, January the 18th, we are at 7941 West 47th Street, right off of Harlem, okay? You can Google it. MapQuest it, okay? It's at the Crystal Starlight Banquet Hall. It's $20 donations. It's promoted by It's All About You Ministry. It's in McCook, Illinois. She's going to have prophets. She's going to have people praying. She's going to feed y'all with the spirit, and she's also going to feed y'all belly too. And we're just going to have a lot of fun. If you can, bring the kids too. Is there a cost for the kids too, Tiffany?
Probably no. No, they can bring them.
Okay.
Just bring them
bring,
all.
You can bring the kids, right?
Bring the babies. Bring the kids.
We're going to put a question mark on it because we don't know.
Right, well, I'm not worried about that. I'm more concerned about their soul, you know.
Amen.
If it was up to me, it wouldn't even be no fee, but this ain't my banquet hall. We got to pay this man.
Absolutely.
You know, business. That's right.
Amen. Again, it's a $20 donation. Is there a telephone number where they could contact you on, just in case?
Yeah, 773-979-0336.
Okay, that's 773-979-0336. Go ahead. 773-979-0336. Okay, amen. Well, on that note, nobody else is pressing the one button. Is it okay? Is it safe?
If they need the website, the website is also www.itsallaboutabouyouminintl.org. It's all about you, ministriesinternational.org, M-I-N short, I-N-T-L.org, okay?
Amen.
Thank you all. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for listening. Hope someone was encouraged. I hope somebody was blessed. Continue to call in. Continue to listen in. Continue to share. Share your testimonies with us. Share it on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, wherever you're at. Just share it. We're on all the sites, okay? Thank you, and God bless you. I love you. Good night.
Good night.